Almost all of the so-called experts were predicting, also known as consensus estimates, big job losses in January, and they were not just wrong, they were really wrong, since January job growth was quite strong. More on the big miss in our closing comments. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing January 2022 U.S. employment trends and developments. The unemployment rate remained low at 4.0% in January 2022. Because of updated population estimates, January's data from the household survey is not directly comparable with December's numbers. Regardless, we will assume that the labor force expanded, as did the number of employed persons, but so did the number of unemployed persons, and by a greater amount. The workforce participation rate, as well as the employment-to-population ratio, also increased in January 2022. Overall, non-farm job growth was up and by a significant amount. In January, total jobs increased 467,000. Private sector employers added 444,000 in January after adding 503 in December. A year ago, the private sector added 423,000 jobs. The private goods producing sector added only 4,000 jobs in January after gaining 62,000 in December. Manufacturing growth was up 13,000 jobs in January after adding 32,000 in December. The construction sector was down 5,000 in January after adding 26,000 in December. Maybe managers came to the realization that a lot of the workers they found for jobs in December were best left unfound and eliminated those jobs in January. Mining and logging was down 4,000 in January after adding that same amount in December. The private service providing sector was consistent with a gain of 440,000 jobs in January after adding 441,000 in December. Activity picked up in the retail trade sector that added more than 61,000 jobs in January after increasing by more than 40,000 in December. The professional and business services sector was steady with an increase of 86,000 in January after adding a similar amount of 88,000 in December. Computer systems design and related services computed almost 15,000 more jobs in January after adding almost 13,000 in December. The entire private education and health services sector was up 29,000 in January. Home health care services was down 1,700 in January after adding almost the same amount of 1,800 in December. The entire leisure and hospitality sector was up 151,000 in January after adding 163,000 in December. The total number of government jobs was up 23,000 in January, but the federal government was down 2,000 and the state government was also down by 9,000, while local government increased a total of 33,000 jobs, with the lion's share of that increase in education. The government's annual revisions or benchmarking process really played havoc with temporary help services. The new data shows that temporary help services reached new highs starting at the end of 2021, broaching 3 million jobs. In January, temporary help services added more than 26,000 jobs, and that works out to a sequential increase of 0.9% and a year-over-year gain of 9.2%. This translates to 3,091,200 temporary help services jobs in January 2022. Although the December datum point is only considered preliminary and subject to revision next month, the BLS's annual benchmarking process that was published this month shows that temporary help services increased 14.8% in 2021 compared to a 14.7% decrease in 2020. Pretty even, Steven, but we suspect a lot of staffing company owners do not feel that way. In January, temporary help services market share, or its portion of all jobs, was 2.0659%, and this was an all-time high. It was 2.0547% the previous month, and a year ago, in January 2021, it was 1.9798%, and 2 years ago, in January 2020, it was 1.9284%. Dismissing October through December 2021 figures as this metric rose, temporary help services' previous zenith was in April 2018 when it was 2.0172%. Perhaps the so-called experts do not think the annual revisions benchmarking to the data can change recent trends in the numbers. We realize that many of our readers will try and dismiss the official data, but they are what they are. We suspect a lot of private sector economists will also try to dismiss the official U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers and are adjusting their models, or maybe even updating their resumes. This is one reason we normally do not predict the future when it comes to labor and job data. Or in the words attributed to Abraham Lincoln, better to remain silent and be thought the fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. One of the reasons for the apparent disconnect is that the job numbers from May through July 2021 were much worse than previously reported, which had the effect of the second half of 2021 being revised as much better than earlier reported. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.